You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
You're listening to Jones and Keith on WEEI.
Final hour, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. We got the clip du jour and grab bag on the way. If you missed any of Kiefer Madness, check it out on the Odyssey app. It's a good one to go catch up on. A reminder.
A lot in there.
There are a lot of voluntary and involuntary confessions there. Uh-huh. So you can stream WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. That was a Drake May highlight. Probably a signature moment from his rookie year. The touchdown at the end of regulation in Tennessee to send it to overtime, where he threw a pick and lost the game against a bad Tennessee Titans team that wound up with the number one overall pick in the NFL draft. So we've talked quite a bit about the Patriots and what they could be this year and how many wins and are they a playoff team, and the ESPN playoff percentages we discussed yesterday, 32% shot at making the playoffs, which I actually think is a decent number. But also they're 12th in the AFC in the pecking order. And we're like, well, how do the Patriots get into the postseason? You need a stronger year, it goes without saying, out of Drake May. I don't know if you need a full-blown breakout and what would a breakout look like out of Drake May. But I think one thing, the more we learn this offseason, you read up on all these various lists that are coming out. We referenced the CBS under 25 list, top 25 players under 25, where May doesn't make the list and he wasn't even a consideration, it turns out, for the list. Jeremy Fowler is going through all the different positional groups. I doubt May's going to be on that. As a top 10 quarterback in the league, he's not going to be there. You know, we were going through the DraftKings odds earlier, and I think we're a lot more bullish, and it makes sense, on Drake May here in New England than they are elsewhere in the league. That doesn't make us wrong. Maybe we'll be right at the end of the day. But it is sobering to look at some of these projections and some of these lists and just understand how other people outside New England view Drake May. They're not anywhere near as bullish, at least this year. Maybe longer term they are, but yeah, for this year, which is what we're talking about, turning it around and making a playoff run, I think we're kind of on an island with that.
Yeah, we kind of are, and I don't know if it's as much Drake May, just the player himself, what the outsiders are viewing. Is it the lack of great skill position players, which we even acknowledge? It's better than it was last year, but it's not as good as a lot of other teams around the league. The offensive line improved, but we also still TBD on how good that's going to be. And there's also injury concerns. And I think, you know, getting into some of the over-under numbers for Drake May's season, you're like, all right, well, this is a guy that wasn't asked to start all season, and then when he did take over, had to leave a couple of games due to injury. So that's not great. So like one of the things, like, well, he's a mobile quarterback and he can run, but that also puts himself in more spots to get hurt. So maybe all of that working together, they say. Plus, it is a team that won four games back to back. Now I know it's another coach and it's another, you know, they did try to improve the roster. But I could see where you look around the league. I am surprised, though, that the Patriots themselves are as low as 12th, considering they have the easiest AFC schedule, I thought that would help them a little bit more.
Right. They have the third easiest in football, but the easiest in the AFC. Yeah.
But, I mean, I think it still comes down to, you know, how much better will Drake May be? Because quarterbacks, you know, they're the only position on the field that, like, the wins and losses is attributed to them. I know not everybody subscribes to that, but it is. Like, you go to, like, Pro Football Reference, and you pull up Jamar Chase. It doesn't have his win-loss record next to it, but if you go and you pull up Joe Burrow, it does.
Mm-hmm.
And so with Drake May, if he's able to hit the over on wins, even more so than the over on yards or touchdowns, that is going to be a big push in the right direction, where maybe next year at this time, we're talking about him being like a clear-cut top 12 quarterback or whatever else it is.
Well, and so sticking with the CBS 25 under 25 list and the cutoff to be under 25, which somehow Bo Nix does make it.
Way to go, Bo Nix. Barely.
Is, well, he was like an honorable mention on the list. He didn't actually make the list.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He is there for the cutoff. You have to be under 25 when the season begins on September 4th. So Drake May will be 23 by then. He's 22 right now. He turns 23 on August 30th. So just to give you an idea of the list before we really get into it and some of the expectations for May. Christian Gonzalez is on there. You
should
pointed
be.
This out earlier.
Yeah, he should
he's 19th at age 22. The number one player on the list, Jamar Chase. The number one quarterback on the list, Jaden Daniels. You also have Sewell, Surtain, and St. Brown to round out the top five.
That's a pretty good list.
There were three quarterbacks that made the top 25. I mentioned Jaden Daniels at 2. Brock Purdy checks in at 14, which I know you dislike.
Yeah, I don't love that.
C.J. Stroud at 15, which I would definitely take Stroud over Drake May. Purdy's more of a gray area. I think sitting here today, I would take Brock Purdy over Drake May because I have no idea what Drake May is going to be.
But I kind of know what Purdy is, so I would take Drake May.
Right, but
in like the same argument.
But you don't.
I don't think Purdy's that good.
Well, but you don't know what May is. So May could be Josh Allen. He could also be. I don't know, who's a toolsy quarterback who never worked out and never did anything.
But I think Brock Purdy needs the perfect situation around him, and even with that, what are you going to get? You know, I know last year they had a lot of injuries or whatever, but they missed the playoffs. And I don't know. I mean, I know you can, you know, be the last pick in the draft and still have a good career or whatever, but like Drake May, just like physically, I would take my chances with him over Purdy.
I do feel worse now that Purdy has his contract.
If Brock
too.
Purdy,
like Purdy's no longer cheap now.
Oh, there's also that.
Now that he has his contract, I do admittedly feel worse about that.
If Brock Purdy, this is a hypothetical, but if Brock Purdy were on the Patriots, what do you think their over under would be? Like for wins. Would be the exact same?
Good question.
Higher,
I mean,
or lower?
My guess is they'd be higher, but I guess I don't know that. I mean, Purdy is propped up by what's around him and the system with Shanahan.
He would look in there and be like, who's in the huddle?
I do agree with all that. But, and look, when his weapons got dinged up last year, they weren't the same team. He wasn't the same quarterback. I still think there's a much longer track record in like deep postseason runs. And yeah, I would today answer the question, Brock Purdy. But by this time next year, I would hope Drake May is clearly the better quarterback out of those two.
We did a tier Tuesday back on June 10th for quarterbacks, and it's a tier, not a ranking. I know you like to do power rankings within the tiers.
I do.
But we did have those guys in the same tier.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, I know it's, you know, not just your tiers, but Purdy and May. It was a very...
it was a big tier.
A giant middle tier. Frisky. The frisky tier.
Those were the frisky quarterbacks,
but it was the one in the middle of the pack. Yeah.
So, yeah, no, and I remember saying at the time, or you said this at the time, you know, that was a big range for Drake May. It was basically like number 11 to number 20 in the league, or number 10 to number 20 in the league.
I think it's 10 to 20, so that, like, that's a big gap.
But we're pretty bullish on May if we think he could get up to 10 by the end of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
So there are a bunch of other names considered for this list that did not make the top 25. The only other quarterback was Bo Nix, who somehow will still make the cutoff by the start of the year.
Yeah.
So that means for young quarterbacks, Drake May is the fifth best one, according to this list, at best.
Yeah, because a lot of those guys like just have aged out, right? Because there was a run, like Lamar Jackson is not that old. Like, he's probably just barely over, time in the league.
The only quarterback who aged off the list from a year ago is Jordan Love, who I don't even like Jordan Love that much. But Jordan Love was the only quarterback who aged off last year's list. So maybe even Lamar was 2 years ago.
But yeah,
Lamar's 28.
Oh, he's 28?
A few years ago, yeah.
So Herbert's like 27. So like there are good quarterbacks still in their 20s. But yeah, just for this cutoff. But I mean, you had three guys picked in the top three a year ago. Like Caleb Williams should be knocking on the door of this list. And if he's not, that's going to be a bad sign. I mean, any highly drafted player automatically should be considered in this list. And if they're not, maybe you missed on that pick, so let alone, I mean, certainly quarterbacks.
Here you go. Like, Drake May, if I had to bet on it, is better than this guy. But here's a comp from Dice. Zach Wilson.
Ugh.
No, but I'm saying, but Zach Wilson, I feel like going into year two, a lot of Jets fans probably were like, oh, I saw some flashes as a rookie. And
did you, though?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to.
I mean, he was another guy that was so bad against the Patriots.
I bet May's stats were quite a bit better than Wilson's. And so if you want to say he's proven more than that, but
I think Zach Wilson had like similar stats or wins to Aaron Rodgers. No, his first year he had 13 starts, 9 touchdowns, 11 picks.
Yeah, so that's way worse.
It's way worse.
Okay, so never mind. Dice, bad comp. but like a toolsy quarterback who showed some flashes year one, but
yeah,
you didn't
like a
know
high
what
pick,
he was.
Like, you're going to get the benefit of the doubt.
I might be the biggest Drake May believer there was. I would have taken him over Caleb Williams in the last draft. I still believe in him. But to say I believe in him versus I know what he is are two different things. You don't know what he is. You don't. And so I like the upside. But I just gave you that CBS list. Let me read you these again. Terp highlighted these before the show. We read them for you earlier today. The over-unders for Drake May are shockingly low at DraftKings.
Real low.
Now, maybe, as we said, it's just a hedge against him being injured.
Or is it a sucker's bet?
Could be a sucker's
bet. Or is it a buying opportunity?
Could be a buying opportunity. Yeah. So his yards are the over-under for his yards. And there's slight juice on the over, minus 115. 3250. So not even that far over 3,000 yards. Touchdowns, 19.5. Juice is a little on the over, minus 120 for 20 touchdowns. He is slated for a good amount of rushing yards, 425.5, which is at minus 110. So, I mean, those are very, very, very pedestrian numbers. To put it one way, you were comparing it to Tannehill's numbers in the Vrabel offense. To put it another, I mean, they're way, way, way shy of Mac Jones's rookie year with Josh McDaniels. Mac Jones, off the top of my head, it was 3,800 yards, yeah. 23 touchdowns. So
yeah, that'd be really, really. If you take the 3 years that Tannehill was the primary starter under Mike Vrabel, he threw for over 20 touchdowns every year. And if you take the 1 year that Mac Jones was with Josh McDaniels, he threw for over 20 touchdowns. So if he plays 15 games, let alone 17 games,
he should smoke those.
He
numbers.
Should hit the over on both. And you don't even have to be
so why,
this pass first juggernaut.
Why are the props that low? Because DraftKings doesn't, they're not specializing in, and none of these betting apps are specializing in like losing money. So like, why are these props also low?
I think maybe it is injury, and it's also the receiver group is really bad. I think, and maybe they view it as they're going to try to run the ball more and win some like low scoring games. I mean, Mike Vrabel even came out and was saying they're not going to just chuck it all over the place, which I didn't really expect them to anyway. And so
but again,
maybe,
so I think you made a good point to illustrate that even if they're not going to chuck it all over the place, they
you
didn't.
You should still hit those numbers.
They
no,
didn't
I don't know.
In Tennessee. Tannehill was the quarterback. They had Derrick Henry.
Well, I might be wrong, but I'm going to bet on the over for both. So I guess I don't. To answer your question, I don't really know why it's so low. I look at those, I'm like, oh man, like as long as this guy doesn't get like a concussion or blow out his ACL, he's going to hit the over on both.
Yeah.
So I would think.
Now, in fairness, we probably thought that about Mac going into year two as well. And
yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know what his numbers were.
And I don't know what his over-unders were, but I didn't expect him to backtrack like he did. I didn't expect that. And I wasn't even a Mac believer. I didn't expect that.
Yeah, but that was also Josh McDaniels is gone.
True.
And we're going to bring in Bebop and Rocksteady, and they're going to take over.
Yep.
A little bit of a red flag.
It was.
I don't remember
great.
What the numbers were. I know that I certainly didn't bet on any of those then.
To your point about the group around him.
Yeah, it's not great.
Bill Barnwell, we did this a week or two ago. Phil Perry ranked all the weapons in the league. Bill Barnwell happened to do it today over at ESPN. He has the Patriots 30th, ahead of only Tennessee 32 and Carolina at 31. He has the Patriots hot on the trail of Cleveland.
Look out, Cleveland. Cleveland got Jerry Jeudy.
I was going to say, I actually don't hate Cleveland's weapons all that much.
They have like a Pro Bowl receiver.
Jerry Jeudy, Njoku I like.
Yeah.
I don't actually hate the weapons in Cleveland. And then Buffalo is at 28. Those are your bottom five. Barnwell writes, do you believe in Steph Diggs? ESPN's receiver score does. He gets into their tracking metric for him from a year ago. He said before his ACL injury at midseason, Diggs was tracking for third among all wideouts on the ESPN receiver score, whatever the hell that is.
Okay.
It says at 31, it does seem risky to project that Diggs will immediately return to that form, let alone his peak years with Josh Allen in Buffalo. But even a limited version of him would comfortably be the best wideout on the New England roster. He goes through the rest of the room, mentions Mac Hollins, Pop Douglas, Kyle Williams, points out that Jalen Polk rather have one of the worst rookie seasons in recent memory. He gets to the backs with Ramondre Stevenson and with Travion Henderson. But again, the net rank there is 30th. So you're right. Maybe that's a factor, Keith, maybe it's a hedge against health where he left one game early and then left another game and returned against the Chargers, never mind the game against Buffalo where he played just a series in that. So maybe some combination thereof, or maybe it's just simple. We're in New England, too close to it, and we're all overrating Drake May, and everybody else is telling us not to.
Yeah, it's just funny because those numbers, more than half the quarterbacks in the NFL last year hit the over on both the touchdowns and the yards in that. And it's almost pretty much across the board the guys that played every game did. You know, like those aren't, we talked about it, it was 191 yards per game would get you to that number.
Which is low.
It is low. And, you know, I don't expect a ton of 300-yard passing games from Drake May. But even if he has like one of those games, that gives you a lot of wiggle room for a couple of stinkers. And then you still hit the over. And in a 17-game season to throw 20 touchdown passes? What? Like, that's not anything crazy. Now,
how many yards a game do you think Drake May averaged last year without looking? He would have to average 191 to get to those numbers.
Was it 191?
175.
Yeah, okay. A little bit lower. But, like, was surrounded by garbage and had a bad play caller.
Upgraded garbage this year. Upgraded play caller, upgraded head coach.
Yeah.
Upgraded defense on the other side, easier schedule.
I don't know. I don't know how else they're coming up with these numbers because I can't imagine. I mean, maybe there's some of the smart bettors out there that are just like, I'm not taking either one. But I can't imagine people looking at this and be like, oh, yeah, I think Drake May is going to finish with 17 touchdown passes. I'm going to take the under. Like, I don't know.
You can discuss 617-779-7937. That's also the phone number for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. Good stuff from Will Fleming on their show yesterday.
Absolutely.
Revealing that Rafael Devers, not just ghosting Alex Cora, not just ghosting David Ortiz, but also ghosting the great Will Clark
in
San Francisco.
It's a good list of guys.
So stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. We also have the clip du jour. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
For grab bag!
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.